Well, I'm speaking with members of the Tetra String Quartet. First of all, I'll say it's delightful to get to do that because we get to talk about some of the exciting things you guys do. So welcome. Louis, I know you're a violist with the group.
Yes.
And Crystal, you're the first violinist.
Yes. Right?
It caught our eye that you had this fundraising campaign. This is a thing for autistic kids. And now is it the Azure Family Concert Series?
Azure Family Concerts.
Yeah. As I understand, this started in California, right?
Yes, the extraordinary composer and pianist Stephen Prutzman, who has a son on the spectrum, decided that in the Bay Area he needed a place to take his child to see live music. Mm-hmm. And so he started the Azure Family Concerts. So families can come to an environment to enjoy music in a safe place where all behaviors are welcome, because for these kids, a lot of them have uncontrolled vocalizations and movements, and going to the symphony or a typical chamber music concert, that can be difficult. So now here's this place where I can bring my child, we can all enjoy music together as a family. And we were guests of the St. Lawrence String Quartet 2 summers ago at their annual chamber music seminar, and Steve Prutzman was a guest faculty there that summer, and he did one of the Azure concerts at Stanford, and he invited us to play on it. And after such an incredible experience, we were like, we need to bring this home to Phoenix.
Crystal, tell me what was special about this concert?
You've got children in the aisles clapping along, singing along, moving and dancing. You can see on the parents' faces the joy, not just to be out with the family and to have a special experience, but they're watching their children have a beautiful time. And sometimes when we're playing, like, I'll get up and walk the aisles and, you know, try to dance with people while I'm playing my violin. And they're just receptive. They're willing to kind of go with the flow and do anything.
Where are you in the campaign, the raising funds to do this?
We are in the midst of a 37-day campaign. Our goal for fundraising was $8,000 to fund 2 years of concerts, so that would be 4 concerts per season. This includes, you know, any performance fees. We like to bring guest artists to each performance, buying instruments for the instrument petting zoo. And really what we're trying to do is, if we can get the next 2 years completely funded, that gives us the time to explore sponsorship through community partners, grants, that sort of stuff. So this can be something that survives in the long term.
So beyond money, I know you're looking for volunteers. You
yes.
mentioned
mm-hmm.
instruments. Are you looking for people to donate some?
Yeah, any help is wonderful. Donating of percussion instruments especially is great. Any sort of like drums. Volunteers, if anyone's interested in just even observing a concert as an usher, or if they want to participate as helping in the instrument petting zoo, that's great as well. We just want to get the awareness of this out.
And October 10th is the first concert.
Yes.
I say first, so other plans, what are the...
Yes, we have a full season of dates here. So our first is October 10th. Then we have December 5th with a special guest appearance from the North Pole. February 6th and April 16th, they all start at 3 p.m. and they're all at the Tempe History Museum.
All right. Well, again, kudos to you. Old guy to young musicians. I'm really proud of you. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.